afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and this is the Monday bonus episode. All right, so what do we got here? It's Saturday before Christmas. It's December 18th. Christmas is what? 7 days away. We're a week from Christmas. So, I'm here Saturday morning, actually wrapping presents. And I remembered that I had to record this Monday bonus episode. So, everyone's asleep. 7:50 a.m. I'm being an elf. And so I said, I'm just fire up the microphone and let's do this. So, today is a Patreon-only curated episode. I call this one, We Love Our Pets. Something about your pets. I wanted people to send in songs that make them think about their current pet or maybe a pet they had in the past. And just, you know, throw down some pet love. And we did not get many responses. So I don't know if people forgot or if they couldn't get behind the topic or they didn't like the topic. I don't know. So we have a handful of people here. Maybe only five. Maybe only five or six. Not a lot. Now the next Patreon curated episode is called Beatlesque or Beatles-esque. And that was submitted by John Logsdon. And he wants you to send in songs that sound like the Beatles or sound like they were influenced by the Beatles or bands that take big influence from the Beatles, anything like that. It's broad, but not broad. So, you know what I mean? Maybe hear some ELO in there, maybe some Jellyfish, maybe some Cheap Trick, you know, maybe some songs by The Knack. Any band that shows an influence from the Beatles. You know, and look, whatever you say in your intro, you can make anything work, really. So that's what we're doing for the next Patreon curated episode. But today, it's all about We Love Our Pets. So I'm going to bookend it today. I'm going to kick it off and I'm going to close it out. So the first song I'm going to play is called Cracker Box Palace by George Harrison from his album 33 and Third. And the reason I picked this is because really only had two pets in my life. And our first pet, when I was growing up as a kid, we had a miniature schnauzer named Crackers. Crackers. So I chose Cracker Box Palace. Has nothing to do with pets. I only took it because of the title. So Crackers, I don't know if we were great pet owners. We weren't mean to the dog by any means. You know, he was comfortable, always fed. I would play with him. Never taught him to walk correctly. So when we would put him on the leash and take him for a walk, he'd just be like running, like pulling the leash, you know, as far as it could go. It was like, you know, it's like something you'd see in a movie. It was ridiculous. But yeah, so that was our first pet. And so let's hear a little bit of Cracker Box Palace.
I was so young when I was born, my eyes could not yet see. And by the time my first dawn, somebody holding me, they said, I welcome you to Cracker Box Palace. We've been expecting you. You bring such joy, Cracker Box Palace. Oh, man. No one love is true. While growing up,
I always liked that song. I remember when George Harrison was on Saturday Night Live, they showed the promotional I think they called it a promotional film back then, but we know it better as a video. So that's Cracker Box Palace and Rock and Peace, Crackers, up there in heaven for quite a long time. And let's move it on. Got all, I think it's all dudes today too. No ladies sent any love for their pets. I thought maybe Karen Landry would do something for her cat Fonzie. She could have sent the song Do the Fonzie. I don't know. All right. Let's hear what we got first. First listener participating. His name's Eric Lane, but he's going to tell you that. Here we go.
Hey, Pat and the Rock Solid crew. This is Eric Lane in Phoenix, and here's my submission for the We Love Our Pets episode. When my mom was on disability, we had a gray cockatiel named Trix, and Trix loved music and would respond to music. My mom used to like to sing karaoke, and there was a few songs that would get Trix going, but the one that really got him rocking was Money Money by Billy Idol. He would dance around the cage and start singing and screaming, and he would really respond to it. So that's my submission, Billy Idol, Money Money.
All right, Eric. Eric Lane bringing the Money Money for a bird. You should have taught that bird to say, get laid, get fucked. That would have been fun, right?
Get laid. Get fucked.
That's my bird impression. Not as fun to do impressions when you're by yourself in the room. Got to be honest with you. It's a little strange. But I did it. I'm not afraid to. Eric Lane, Money Money. All right, who do we got next? I feel like this episode is going to be 4 minutes long. Here we go.
Hello, Pat and fellow Solid Rockers. This is first-time Patreon contributor Glenn Peary from just outside Portland, Maine. I'm originally from the great state of Minnesota. And Pat, this is a really great episode topic, but I just can't help but wonder why you didn't call it Pet Rock or Pet Rock.
You're right.
Oh, well, maybe some of your listeners wouldn't understand that reference.
It was a mistake.
Anyway, I knew that I wanted my first submission to be part of this episode because it gives me a chance to talk about our dog. And she's a beautiful greyhound named Getty. Now, there's little doubt where that name fits into the rock music lexicon. And by now, I'm guessing most of you already know the band and the band member my dog is named after. Getty's name, yes, comes after Geddy Lee of Rush. I'm just a huge admirer of the Canadian rock trio, and maybe one of my future greyhounds might be named Alex or Neil. And since she's named after a member of the band, I really don't have a specific song in mind for the episode. So I'm leaving that part up to you, Pat. Feel free to throw in any Rush song you like, and I'll be just as pleased as if I picked it myself. And by the way, Rock in Peace, John Rutsey, and Rock in Peace, Neil Peart. Thanks, Pat.
Oh, I cut off his thanks. I'm going to back it up a little bit so he can do his Rock in Pieces again. But before that, I just want to tell you what song we're going to go into since I got to pick. Thank you, Glenn, for participating your first time. Continue. Let's hear your voice again. Good intro. Okay, so I picked a song off the album Presto because on the cover of Presto is a bunch of little bunnies. Okay, we love our pets, and I know people that have bunnies. So that's why I picked a song off of this album. And then the song I picked is something called Anagram, and then in parentheses, For Mongo. Now, I'm not sure what the song is about or what it's for. I guess I could have done some research. But I just imagined that Mongo was the name of someone's dog. That's what I'm doing. That's how I did this. Man, if Kyle was here, I'd have him look that up. Okay, let's close out with Glenn's intro, and we'll go right into Anagram for Mongo. Here we go.
Peace, John Rutsey, and rock in peace, Neil Peart. Thanks, Pat.
There's a snake coming out of the darkness, parade for paradise, and the need for Eden, chase the dreams of merchandise. There is tick-tock in atomic.
Anagram for Mongo. I gotta be honest, in the headphones it sounded great, but it also blew out my eardrums. Man, that came in hot. Holy crap. Okay, Glenn, I would say a good choice of song, but you didn't pick it, so I'll just pat myself on the back and that'll be fun. All right, next up, I'm excited to hear these stories about your pets because I didn't really listen to the intros except to find out what song you wanted to play. So let's do another one. Here we go. The episode right now is at 11 minutes, so we've surpassed that 4-minute mark, which I was counting on. Here we go.
Hi, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. This is Chris in Iowa, and I have a song that reminds me of how much I love my pets. There is a little black and white rat terrier in my house named Chachi, and he does not typically give any reaction when I'm listening to music. But I can tell you with certainty that his least favorite song is You Dropped a Bomb on Me by the Gap Man. I can't even listen to it in the house anymore because he is visibly disturbed by the gratuitous use of high-pitched whistling sound effects that are included throughout the song.
Oh, my God.
And those cause him to shake and tremble worse than when fireworks are going off on 4th of July.
That is sad.
But it is a great song, nevertheless, so I started using headphones for Chachi's sake. On a sad note, I have to mention rock and peace to founding member of the Gap Band, Ronnie Wilson, who passed away a few days before this message. So take care, everybody, and if there are any dogs listening, please fast forward a minute or so. Bye.
Yes, I can imagine that those bombs dropping and exploding would not be great for any dog or maybe any cat either. My God, how many rock and pieces are we going to have here? Members of Rush, member of the Gap Band, and Crackers. Oh my God. All right. Good intro, Chris. Good tune. I don't know if we've ever played that before. The Gap Band from the Gap Band 4, You Dropped a Bomb on Me. Looking at the album cover for that, Gap Band 4. Three dudes, some leather jackets, hanging out, smiling. All right, next up, we got Aaron Kahn. Aaron likes to attach his song to his intro. That's fine with me. It's less work. I just turn it up and hit play. Sit back for 2 minutes and 41 seconds. which is exactly how long this is going to take. Here we go.
Hey there, Rock Solid listeners. Aaron here again, and I'm here to take part in this pet-themed episode. Since 2015, my family has owned a black and white cat named Domino. Domino was born in 2011, so that makes him 10 years old. Now, we don't know too much about his backstory, so to speak, but based off of the story that we were told when we adopted him in 2015, his previous owners didn't want him after they discovered that Domino had a UTI. And I even think, as much as I hate to mention it, I think his previous owners even considered having him put down. But given how young Domino was, the vet refused to do so. So with that, the vet put Domino on a special kind of food that helped him out with his issues, and he was given to an animal shelter, and he stayed there for about 1 or 2 years before we met him. After seeing that he was black and white, like our two previous cats, Luke and Oreo, we decided to foster him, and then eventually adopt him. He was so shy those first 24 hours, but soon enough he warmed up to us, and we've had him ever since. If any fellow Rock Solid listeners follow me on social media, I do like to post pictures of Domino whenever he hangs out with me. It's usually when I'm listening to music, editing a podcast, or anything. And at the time I'm recording this, he is sitting in my lap right now, purring. I especially love the pictures that I take of him when he's sniffing out my music collection. I always think those are cute. Now, as for a song, this might not be the most appropriate song to be playing for a pet. Mm-hmm. But in my defense, the song's got his name in it, and the night that we brought him home, this was the song that was playing in my head. From their 1992 album Revenge, this is Kiss with Domino.
Never had confession, never had a home, never had nowhere until I met Domino. Ain't the Virgin Mary. Like the kiss of death.
All right. Good intro, Aaron. I love the pictures of Domino. You also could have played that that Van Morrison song, right? Domino. And for people that know the lyrics to the Kiss song, Domino, I would just say, that cat bends over. I forget my name. That's all I'm going to say. Look it up. Google the lyrics. You'll know what I'm talking about. All right. Coming up, got another gentleman, another intro, and another tune. His tune is 8 minutes long. We're not going to play all that. It's like 8 minutes longer than his intro. Short intro. Let's hear it, though.
Danny from Newcastle in Australia, and we're talking about pets. I've got a 7-year-old ragdoll cat called Atticus. It's a male. Beautiful cat. Keeps us entertained. Bit of a bludger. That means lazy if you don't know what bludger is. But always keeping us entertained. And we love him heaps. So the song that reminds me of him is Jethro Tull's Minstrel in the Gallery. So doing a great job as usual, mate. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Danny.
The Minstrel in the Gallery looked down upon the smiling faces. He met the gazes, observed the spaces between the old men's cattle. He brewed a song of love and hatred, the bleak suggestions, and he waited. He polarized the pumpkin eaters, static humming panel beaters, freshly day-glowed factory cheaters, salary
scrubbing. He titillated men of action. Belly warming.
There's some prog rock bullshit right there with some Jethro Tull. Now, look, if you rewind and listen to Danny's intro again, you can hear his cat during the intro. Unless I'm imagining it. Imagining it. I heard his cat. I swear to God I did. All right, we only have two more intros, two more songs, and then my play out. But we're at 20 minutes, so it's an episode, right? Not a long episode. A good episode, bonus episode. It's just a little extra for you on a Monday morning. Get the week started. Hopefully you guys don't have to work too hard the week before Christmas. Maybe some of you will be done Wednesday. At least by Thursday, right? Maybe Friday. Go see Spider-Man. I haven't seen it yet. But four close friends and a nephew have all told me it is out of this world. I don't know if they use that phrase. They said it would knock your socks off. Not sure if anyone said that either. I think they said it was the cat's pajamas. The bee's knees. It's good. Epic, I think, is what one guy said. Epic. All right. Coming up next. Now, this song, I had no idea it was actually written for the guy's pet. But that's what... That's what the intro told me, and I'm going to believe it. So, here we go.
Hey, Pat, this is John Morton from Wincote, Pennsylvania, a town just outside of Philadelphia. The song I'd like to add to the We Love Our Pets segment is What You Give from Tesla. It's a song that Jeff wrote about his dog. And every animal I've ever had, I've had a different love for, but I've loved them all equally. And so whenever I hear that song, I think about any number of dogs I have, including the four I have right now. So What You Give by Tesla. What a fantastic song. Thank you.
Four dogs, John. That's a ton. That's a family.
Who's the one that makes you happy? Or maybe one always on your mind, and who is the reason you're living for? Who's the reason for your smile? I feel so lonely, and I know I'm not the only one to ever feel this way.
Heard that song in a long time. Tesla. Good tune. 7 minutes and 18 seconds on that Tesla song. Had no idea it was that long. All right, coming up, this is the last Patreon submission intro. All dudes, dude heavy today. This gentleman has also edited his song right in to his intro. And I got to be honest with you, it's one of my favorite songs of all time. Of all time. This may sound morbid, but this song is a song that I often tell Pilar, if you play a song at my funeral, this is the one. This is the one. All right. Let's hear this intro. And then you can imagine being at my funeral. Here we go. Take it away, Ian.
Hello, Pat and the Rock Solid listeners. This is Ian Beresford over in Berwick-on-Tweed in northeast England. I'd like to dedicate the King song Days to our dog Duke, who we had from 1999 to 2012. Duke was a Doberman, but he was one of the softest Dobermans you would ever meet. He used to bark at anybody passing the house, but if they stopped to clap him, he would be their best friend. Thanks to Duke, we ended up buying a super king-size bed because he used to sneak up onto it during the night, so we'd both end up at either end of the bed and it was a bit cramped. Duke gave us a couple of scares over the years, like the time he managed to somehow eat half a tennis ball and we had to rush him to the vets, and he was very lucky to escape that one. When we lost Duke, it was obviously very heartbreaking, but I had so many pictures of him that I'd made a little montage video and I used that King song as the soundtrack to it, and I still watch it regularly. Thanks again, Pat, and bye for now.
Thank you for the days, those endless days, those sacred days you gave me. I'm thinking of the days, I won't forget a single day, believe me. I bless the light that lights on you, believe me. And though you're gone, you're with me every single day, believe me. Days I'll remember all my life, days when you can't see wrong from right. You took my life, but then I knew that very soon you'd leave me. But it's alright, now I'm not frightened of this world, believe me. I wish today would be tomorrow. Night is dark, it just brings sorrow, let it wait.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. Very nice, Ian. Ian sent me a link to the video montage that he created for Duke that's on YouTube. So if I remember Monday, I will put that on the Twitter and maybe on the Facebook too. So thank you everyone who sent in intros and songs for this bonus episode. If you want to be involved in these, just go to patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast and support the show for as little as $2. You can also win prizes that way. So what else can I tell you? You can go to, we got great merch right now. I mean, you know, I know Christmas is a week away, probably too late to get any merch, but maybe you surprise someone with some merch, you know, after Christmas. Say, oh, this is a gift. It just didn't arrive in time. I don't know, whatever lie you want to tell around Christmas, just do it. Go to estoymerchandise.com, estoymerchandise.com. And then in the search window, if you just type in Rock Solid, you'll see all the stuff. And we have beanies, baseball hats, polo shirts, mugs, regular t-shirts. And I bought one of the Rock Solid AC/DC beanies because whenever there's new merch, I buy something so that I can see what the quality's like, because you see the picture and you're like, it looks good, but is it good? And I have to be honest with you, very happy with the quality of this AC/DC beanie. And I assume the other beanies with the logo or with the Iron Maiden beanie that says Rock Solid in the Iron Maiden font, I'm sure those are going to look great too. So head over there. We have t-shirts inspired by the Kiss Army and Ramones and Iron Maiden and AC/DC and The Who and Cheap Trick. Look, I think the merch is great. So check it out. Maybe you'll like it too. No pressure. No pressure. All right. First and foremost, everyone have a healthy and happy Christmas. I hope everyone that's traveling this year is safe and well. Wear your masks on the plane and all that good stuff. So the playout song is an Aerosmith song from an album called Done With Mirrors, produced by Ted Templeman. It was Aerosmith's comeback album in as far as the original lineup recording together again. It did not do well for me. It's just an okay album. I think it only has 8 or 9 songs. I think I maybe like half of those. But there is a song in there that I like called Sheila, S-H-E-L-A. And I'm playing this song because I often sing the song Sheila, but I use my cat's name, Fila. The lyrics are Sheila, Sheila, she like a hurricane. That's right. It's not she's like a hurricane. It's she like a hurricane, because that's how Steven Tyler writes. And then it says, Sheila, Sheila, she like a ball and chain. You know, and I make up my own lyrics when I'm singing this. I'm not going to do it right now. But, you know, they're about kibble and balls of yarn. You can imagine. But anyway, thanks everyone for supporting the show. And have a great holiday season. And we will chat again soon. Here we go. Sheila. Thanks, guys.